It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am learning more about the human side of Jesus. You know, I'm reading in the Gospels now, and usually I'm fascinated with Jesus's healings and all of his teachings. But as I read closer, I notice a pattern of prayer and just overall time spent in communion with God. I first see this in Luke 4, because this is the time when Jesus emerges from the desert after having been there for 40 days and 40 nights of testing and tempting by Satan and fasting. But when he emerges from this period, it seems like he has a solid clarity of purpose. And in Luke 4:18, as he's in the synagogue, he begins to tell everyone there, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he begins to list out the reasons he's here, to preach the good news to the poor, to free the downtrodden. I also see in Luke 6, where he goes to the mountain to pray, he ends up praying there all night, but he, as soon as he comes down, he chooses all of his disciples. So I see that his alone time in communion with God also informs his decision making. Finally, as we know, Jesus is well known for his healing of the sick and the lame. But I see a pattern here too, because he will heal and then he withdraws to the wilderness. As Luke 5:16 teaches us, there is a continual pattern of him healing and teaching and withdrawing to the wilderness. And so the scripture today is Mark 7:7. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away. And so today I'm going to focus on my heartfelt time spent with the Lord and less on routine and less on ritual, because if Jesus needs prayer like this, so do I. Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.